Hi everyone, it's great to be here as we do virtual church for another week. I hope everyone's well, and I just really want to hope that you each know really God's blessing this morning as you spend time with family. And as we go through this period of self-isolation, I just want to encourage you that this morning that God is with you and that God doesn't want to isolate himself from you, but he wants to come and his presence to be with you. This morning we're going to read from the 23rd Psalm, familiar I'm sure to many of you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk in through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A familiar psalm to many of us, and just at this time it just seems to really speak to me and have real significance. And I want to journey with each of you as we journey with the shepherd. We journey to a place where we can find refreshment. We journey through the valley, and we journey to a place where we will find real blessings. But let me start with where I am. About 2 weeks ago, when theatres started shutting and restaurants started closing, when business was starting to be affected, I wasn't standing here saying, yes, everything is going to be fine. No, I wasn't full of faith. I was full of fear. I was anxious and I was worried. I was unable to sleep or relax. I was concerned about the fact that my daughter's wedding was coming up. I was concerned about the future of my of jobs and my and what would happen with my children, of people's health, of the future. How would this change? The words of Psalm 23 never rang so true. In my ears, I could hear it saying, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, of course, I want to encourage you that actually, as I share with you my journey, I hope you will journey with me and that you will be encouraged. I want to tell you that today I don't feel like I'm in a place of desperation, but I feel I'm in a place of blessing. I'm in a place where I know my God is able. I know that God has plans and wants to bless each and every one of us. I want you to be confident to know that God is seated on the throne on high. This virus hasn't come as a shock to him. That what's happening isn't something that has got God spooked or panicked. God is in control. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the first thing I want to say about that is the fact that he is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is sovereign. He is Lord over all things. He is the person. He is God Almighty. I put my confidence in my Lord. He is able to do immeasurably more than I can ask or imagine. He is the good shepherd. He says in John, Jesus says about himself, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. It's all about relationship, isn't it? The key is we are the sheep and Jesus is the shepherd. He is a good shepherd. He's a shepherd who looks after each and every one of his sheep. If one of us starts to wander off, he doesn't just leave us. He chases after the one. God is passionate about us. And I want to tell you that God didn't leave me in a state of despair. God stirred me up and brought me to a place of encouragement and brought me to a place where he reminded me of all the things that were good. He took me from a place of fear into a place of faith. He will not fail us. God will not fail. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I do know that the Good Shepherd is with us. And I choose to put my trust in the Good Shepherd. That evening, 2 weeks ago, I think I'd had a memory lapse. I think I had given in to fear and anxiety. I allowed worry to consume me. Suddenly, the confidence that I always had seemed to have escaped me, and I couldn't work out what had gone wrong. I'd forgotten what Jesus had said. He said, I have told you all of this so you may have peace. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I think I've lived a very easy Christian life. I don't think I'd faced many trials and tribulations. And to be honest with you, I was grateful for it. I have been really blessed. I have an amazing family, a good job. And all of a sudden, when a bit of pressure came, I started to shake and started to get worried and live in fear. I was having a pity party when suddenly I think God just said, hello, Peter, you need to get over this. Remember me. Remember, I am the God who is faithful. It was almost like a light going on, a light bulb moment, a realization that somewhere along the line, and I don't really know how it happened, I had exchanged the peace and confidence of my faith for fear. And to quote Donald Trump, it was a bad deal. I had put peace down like a lost toy or a lost piece of jewellery or keys. I desperately needed to find where I'd left it because I needed to find my peace. I then, not knowing quite what to do, I remember there was a book by the side of my bed that I'd half read by Bill Johnson. And he wrote in it that peace is the oxygen of heaven. There was something in when I read that, that God just said, choose to breathe the peace, the air of peace, not breathe the air of anxiety and worry. When we have a relationship with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we have someone that we can rely on. The Good Shepherd is for us. We must trust the Good Shepherd. That was where I was going wrong. I was thinking, how can I fix this? What can I do? And the truth of it is, nothing. Nothing. Do not worry about tomorrow, we are told. And yet how so often we do. Can I fix my tomorrow? No, I can't. But what can I do? I can fix my eyes on the Good Shepherd. I can allow the Good Shepherd to lead me, Jesus to lead me. I can follow him. I can listen to his voice and go where he takes me. And where does he take his sheep? I love this part of the psalm. He leads us to green pastures. He leads us to still waters. He restores my soul. Isn't that a lovely picture? A picture of peace. The green grass, abundance, nothing that's dead, it's alive and vibrant. The waters, the still waters, they're not stagnant waters. It's an image of something that's gentle and flowing. The imagery here is of gentle water that's still full of life. It's refreshing water. It's not a storm that's going to and wave that's going to come and consume you and drown you, but it's gentle waters where the sheep can cross safely. It's a place where we can find refreshment. And it's at that place that he restores my soul. We find a place where we are renewed and refreshed. In Philippians it says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. It took me a few days for those words to really sink from my head back into my heart, when I realized that actually I needed to pray about everything, that I needed to guard the peace. I needed to guard my heart. That worry wasn't going to do anything. The enemy likes to come in and say, oh, it's all going to be doom and gloom. And God says, no, because I am the good shepherd and I will lead you. And I am faithful and I am with you and I will restore you. Jesus says, are you thirsty this morning? His Holy Spirit is available for each and every one of us. He wants to refresh us. He wants to bring new life into us. So often we get so busy with stuff and allow worry that suddenly we wonder, where is our faith? And we realize that we are running on empty. Friends of ours like to run their car until the red light comes on, which isn't overly encouraging, but sometimes we live our lives a little bit like that. We wait till the warning lights come on. And almost I felt a warning light was coming in my life. I don't know why. I'd become consumed, I think, busyness of life and work. And I needed to be refreshed. And maybe this morning you need to be refreshed. And God says to you, come and drink. Come and hang out with me. Know what it is to lie in green pastures. Know what it is to be restored. Restored people. I'm reminded that I need to be restored. I need that because that is what keeps me going as I go through the valley of the shadow of death. But I'm just not going through it. It says, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God is with us. He doesn't sit on an airy, floaty cloud looking down and saying, well, I hope you're getting on with it all right. I'm up here. Don't worry. Just sort yourselves out. He says, he goes down. He's walking in the valley with us. He's the shepherd. He's rod and his staff. He leads us through. We walk through the valley. We're not left there or abandoned. We're not left there. He says, come, I'm the shepherd. Follow me. He protects us as the good sheep, as the good shepherd, and we are the sheep. I don't want to suggest that the going through the valley is a really great experience, because it's not. When you go through the valley, it's a difficult time. It's hard. It's a time that we have to learn to keep our focus on who it is that we're following. It's a time that I've certainly found my faith has really deepened. I've realised that actually it's all very well to say that I have a faith that can move mountains, but when my faith is tested, how strong is that faith? And my faith is stronger today than it was 2 weeks ago because I believe my God is able. I don't know what's going to happen with the business. I don't know what's going to happen with my daughter's wedding. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I do know that God is in charge. I know that God is in control. And God is who I put and choose to put my trust in. And as we follow God and he leads us through the valley and the shadow, it is only a shadow. A shadow is not something that can harm you. It is a shadow. It is something that is temporary. And as we walk through that shadow, we have a confident hope in our God, who is more than able to do immeasurably more. When we fix our eyes on our good shepherd, when we listen to his voice, we come through on the other side. And when we walk through that valley, what is there? I'm reminded in the Bible, it talks about the years being restored that the locusts have stolen. And there's a sense that we might think, well, what's going to happen? I believe God will restore things. People's educations will not be lost. Jobs will be restored. Things will be better than they were. Am I an optimist? No, I'm a person that believes in our God who is able to do immeasurably more. I don't think everything's going to be easy and wonderful now. And we might find life a bit tough. But I choose to fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. The picture of we come out through the valley is that there is a table laid before us, an eternal picture of one day that we will know such blessing in the heavenly places with God. We have an assured future. As Christians, of those of us who know and love Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, we know that there's a table with our name placed on it. We are guests of honour at the feast of the Lamb. Wow. And this morning, if you don't know what it is to be an invited guest, you don't know what it is to know the love of Jesus Christ, I pray that this morning that you would just say, God, I am on my own, I can do nothing, but I choose to trust you and invite Jesus into your hearts today. Jesus doesn't need to be remote. Jesus can come in and access your heart this morning through his Holy Spirit. This morning, the Good Shepherd calls out and he says, I want to lead you to a place of blessing. Finally, in the psalm, those words, you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. That's not something that will happen later. That's going to happen as we walk through the valley, when we get out through the other side. And our cup is going to overflow. That means that there's more than we can know what to do with. There's extravagance and abundance. Wow, what a party. It's going to be an amazing time. We are going to know blessings and favour. I'm confident of that. I believe our God is a great God. At a time when we've been told to social distance ourselves, God says, draw near to me. We don't have to self-isolate from God. In a world of virtual connections, God says, I want a real heart connection with you this morning. God says, this morning, I am the good shepherd. I will walk you through the valley and I want you to know my real blessing. Know your cup overflows this morning. I want to replace panic for peace. I want to replace fear with faithfulness. I want to replace your loneliness and loneliness with love. I want to replace isolation with intimacy. And I want you to know the light and the love that I have for you. This morning, church, God calls on us and he says, rise up, church. bring a message of hope in a world that is looking for answers. And he says that as you have been renewed and as you are restored, bring a message of hope and of joy and of peace to a world that is looking for answers. This morning, I encourage each of us to walk closely with God, walk through the valley, enjoy the blessings, and know that one day we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, but that we can know what it is to dwell in his presence now and know his hand upon us, know his favor, know his peace, and know his joy. Not necessarily from our circumstances, but we know his peace and his joy through his Holy Spirit, because we know he is a faithful God. He is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd who looks after his sheep, and he loves us with an unconditional love. Amen.